Virgin Radio 104.4 Thursday morning. Man, we've got Amir Khan in the studio. Thank you for coming in. I know you're only in Dubai for a minute, and I appreciate your time coming through to the studios. What you've been doing, looking on your social media, doing some great work in Pakistan. You go to Pakistan a lot. This is not like, you don't just do the token, hey, I'm Pakistani, I'm here. Look.
Yeah, I go a lot.
You were there. You seem to be there like on every month, every second month.
Every second, third month, I could like to go out there. I do a lot of charity work there. I'm building a big orphanage over there for kids.
Wow. Amazing.
And a big hospital, a school. Education is something that they need, the kids need there. And I've just built 200 water wells in a really deprived area, in a place called Farooq Parker, where they have no water. They told me stories like kids go out to get water, they have to walk like 30 minutes away, and some kids don't come back because obviously it's like a desert. They get bit by snakes and die.
Are you serious?
Like that. And the closest hospital is like probably an hour away. So
how does that happen? I mean, obviously, is it you just getting someone to come build it and you fork the money out? Do you get people to help you build that as well, like you call up on your partners?
So I always partner the team, so I partner a team called Penny Appeal. They're my on-ground team. But I help raise money. Well, it's not me, it's not my money, it's everyone's, it's the people who donate to the Amir Khan Foundation.
Sure.
So I do these dinner events and I want to thank all them people for believing in me, trusting me, and who they donate. You know, some events we make around about 60,000-70,000 pounds, and
that's amazing.
And they know that it's going to the right place. They can trust me. I don't get paid for it. I go at my own expense to these places because I enjoy it. And at the same time, you know, I think it's giving back.
I love that. I think you're giving back. I'd love to come with you one day into Pakistan.
If you ever say it, well, make sure you come with me.
I'm telling you, I'll be there. You let me know when you're there. I'll come through.
You enjoy it because you get to see what like how do some of these people live.
Totally.
And that's one of the things that keeps my feet on the ground. God's been so kind, put me in this position where, you know, we could have been one of them young kids.
Yep. Another baby.
Another little girl. Yeah.
How's that?
Amazing. Great it is, man.
Easy the second time around.
I've not spent much time with it. I'm quite busy, really.
So you haven't been waking up in the night then?
I have, But the second one's been a little bit noisy. The first one was good. The first one was really quiet.
Yeah.
But the second one is a bit of a terror. She's always crying in the middle of the night, and so I'm always like pushing the missus at the bed. Saying,
And how's Lamaisa handling
her? Lamaisa's, she loves her, honestly. Yeah. She really does like her. But I remember the first day, I think it was the first or second day, the baby came home from hospital. Lamaisa walked past it and like kind of give it a little push to her head. I'm like, yo, stop that, don't do that. You can't do that to your baby sister because she's so little. So I think she got a little bit jealous because she's getting all the attention. And normally Lamaisa's the one that gets all the attention. So I named my little girl Elena, and I mean she's beautiful. She's growing up, getting to get big so quick. Before you know it, she'll be walking and running around and breaking things.
Good on you, mate. Really happy with everything that's going on. What do you think of the likes of Conor McGregor and those type of guys? Well, I want to say Conor right now, and that whole hype that happened between Conor and of course Floyd Mayweather. Yeah. Was it good for boxing?
I think it was. Yeah, you know when Mayweather and Conor had that fight. It was a fight between boxing and MMA. Which sport is gonna win? And boxing came.
And boxing showed, man. Would you ever go? I know you had thoughts about possibly doing MMA. Would you still do that?
I own a league called Super Fight League in India and Asia.
Yeah.
Taking it into Pakistan and also own a boxing league as well. But me getting in the cage, I did think about it one time till I stepped in it and I thought, you know what, I feel claustrophobic being in this business. I don't want a big guy chasing me around. And once they get you in a grapple.
Have you tried it yourself? Yeah. It's hard. I don't know. Having a guy lay on top of, when I was training.
Hold on. He's used to it.
Are you sure you were doing MMA?
It was in a cage. Having a guy put all his body weight on you, on your chest, after you've just been standing up for 3 minutes trying to fight, and then him put his... You can't breathe.
That sounds like fun.
Well, he's a two-time world champion boxer. We wish you luck in your next fights. It's Amir Khan, ladies and gentlemen. Well done.
Thank you very much. Virgin Radio.